When a person makes a neder, he will not have any benefit from the vegetables.
Sorry.
Okay, you make a neder from vegetables. You'll not have enough from dilun.
So dilun is not considered a vegetable?
Dilun, a melon is not considered a vegetable. Gemara is going to explain why. Let's see why. Rabbi Akiva obviously disagrees.
Kiva says, yeah, dilun is a type of vegetable.
Oh, so you can see in the moment it's not really totally if it's a vegetable or not. It's totally, the whole masechta is like this. It's by the dodim halich achad l'shoyin b'nei adam. It's all the way people refer to things. Okay, so therefore, we'll see in a few moments exactly what it's about. He sent to your agent, kachli yerek, go out into the store and buy me vegetables. And then you get a call.
And people were telling Rabbi Akiva this mushel?
Rabbi Akiva is oiser. Right, so he's going to say to Rabbi Akiva, you're wrong, it's not a vegetable. I'll prove to you that it's not a vegetable. Well, let's say you send someone to the store, do you go to the store and buy vegetables? Kachli yerek, who oimer loy motsasi. So what happens? You get a phone call. Guy's in the store, he calls you up and he says, guess what? There are no vegetables. Would you like me to buy instead diluin, melons? So what do you see? You see that if a diluin melons were vegetables, the fellow that your agent would not call you up. He would just buy it. The fact that he has to call you up to ask you, would you like me to buy instead diluin, is a clear proof that melons are not vegetables.
Is diluin, we're translating diluin as melons?
Melons.
Or squash?
I don't know what kind of melons. Maybe it's Halloween melons.
Pumpkin is not a melon.
Melon, watermelon, pumpkin.
Pumpkin's considered a melon?
I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know. Sure, not melons. Okay.
So he answered back, on that he replied.
So therefore, it's not a riot. Can't have Adrava. This is a proof.
Says this.
This is a riot. Does the guy call you up in the store and say, Balabas, they don't have vegetables. Should I buy fruit? Should I buy fish? Should I buy meat?
Nee.
That he doesn't say. He doesn't call up the Balabas and say, listen, there's no vegetables.
Because that's all he asked for.
He asked for vegetables. So when he goes to the store, there are no vegetables. He doesn't call up and say, you know, there are no vegetables. Maybe I should buy fruit, candy. I should buy meat, fish. He only says to the Balabas, listen, there are no vegetables, but there are melons. That indicates that a melon is oichet, a vegetable.
So Rabbi Akiva answered back, Amul Ham, Kein Adava.
This is the proof.
That Lord is to the Yerek?
Yeah. This is the proof.
So why would they call him? Why would they call him? That of Yerek, they only have Deluin.
Oh.
I don't understand Rabbi Akiva's response.
Rabbi Akiva is saying is, the Be'etzem, a Yorok, the Gemara is going to explain a little bit more, but Be'etzem, a melon is a vegetable. However, it's not the best vegetable. It's a secondary. It's a secondary vegetable. It's not the Iker. Nemela, when you tell someone, do me a favor, go to the store, buy me vegetables, it's not the first thing the person has in mind to buy. You don't have in mind to buy melons. But B'dievet, B'shas Hatchak, a melon.
That's what Rav Akiva was saying.
Yes.
To them.
Yes.
Amalahem Kain Hadavar.
Kain Hadavar. This is the proof. Ein Hachinami, you've touched upon the proof that I'm right.
How?
Because Oi Shema.
Oh, the Rav Akiva is saying this?
Yes.
Oi Shema.
Oi Shema. Oi Merhu Loi Matsasi Ili Kitnis. Does the shaliach who went to the store to buy melons, to go buy vegetables, does he call up the master and say, they're only beans? Doesn't say beans, you know, because beans is not what the master wanted. The master wants vegetables.
I got it.
So
you see, diluin is a vegetable, but it's not a high quality vegetable.
Because
otherwise, they would have said kidneys, something else.
No. Otherwise, he wouldn't even bother calling him up.
Right.
If someone sends you to the store to go, let's say someone sends you to the store to go buy some meat, and there's no meat left, would you go call up the owner? Listen, there's no meat. Should I buy rice? Should I buy potatoes? No. There's a world of a difference between meat and potatoes. If someone sends you to the store to buy meat, you don't come back with potatoes. You don't even call them up. But if someone sends you, you know, so buy me red apples.
By the way, today is a little different, maybe in ancient times. It's not true. If someone says, buy me vegetables, and they don't have vegetables. Is there anything else you want me to buy besides for vegetables or davka? Maybe you could say there's something here also. There's no vegetables. Would you? There's the luan. Would you like me to buy the luan? Meaning there's no vegetables. The luan is not a.
So that's the machlokes. That's the machlokes. The luan. The very fact that you would ask him mitzad echad shows that melons is a shtickle vegetable. But enochinami, the fact that you have to call him up to ask, that you just can't buy it by itself, it shows that it's not a vegetable. It's a very delicate. Lamash, let's say I said you go to the store.
No, I understand.
Buy me red apples.
So Rukiva is so. It's Rukiva's answer is so telling. It's so. It's
a very delicate point.
But they how would they answer?
We have to see the Gemara. The Gemara says a few more products.
Okay. Nay.
But generally, this is the main Yisod. Look, if I go send someone to the store, say buy me red apples, and they go and they don't have red. They only have green apples. What would that person do? L'chor, he would call up.
Yeah.
He would say, listen, they don't have red apples, but they have green apples.
Maybe.
But would he call up and say, oh, we have pears? He wouldn't do that. I'm sending you this story about me red apples. And now...
No. Like I told you, today's times is not
true. You have to think. Who
if
says?
He said, I'm apple, he calls him, we don't have apples. Would you settle for pears?
I don't think you'd call up. Marshall, Simchas Torah, there used to be a minhag. They don't do it anymore. He used to give apples to children.
Used to put it on the flag.
On the flag.
Then
on
candles.
Right.
Lit candle. I remember
so,
this.
Oh, right. So let's
like
say
a few hundred
you go,
years ago.
So let's say you go and you send someone to for Simchas Torah. Go, the Balabas says, buy red apples for Simchas Torah.
This is something else because it's customary apples. Nobody. That's
so
not
then,
a good marshal.
So the Balabas, has red apples. And you go to the store, they're only green apples. So it's an apple is an apple. But he told me red. You have a whole hakir, so you call him up. Is a green
would you
apple
set up a
also
green
good?
Apple?
But would you call him up and say, you know, they're not, they have pears?
No, so that's the reason it's not a good mushel.
Why not?
It's not a good mushel because we know apples goes for Simchas Torah, not anything else.
Oh, but what about would you call pears?
No.
Oh, but it,
that's
but
different.
Let's,
we're talking
right,
about for eating consumption.
Fine. Let's say red apples. Red apples. If I give you Simchas Torah, I tell you go buy me red apples. So would you call up the Balabas and say, you know. There are no red apples, but there are green apples. Would you call them for Balabas?
You mean for himself, he wants to
eat. Here's $100. You go for the shul. The shul, we need red apples for all the kinderlach. Here's $100. The shul says, go to the store, go to Blue Ribbon, and buy $100 worth of red apples.
Yes, I would call. If they add a red apple, so you want to, it depends why he needs it. He wants it for the show. We don't have red apples. There's other colors, not red.
Oh, now, let's say you go to the store and say, guess what? All the shuls already got here, and there's not even one apple left.
Yeah.
But you know, we have cucumbers.
No,
we have
no, that
pears.
Not, that
will you
not.
Call them up?
No.
It's exactly what the mission is saying over here. Over here, it's hard, like you said, it's hard for us to appreciate because in modern times, what exactly?
What is the Gemara? Let's skip a little. Let's cheat. What's the between Yerek and Diluan? Why is Diluan is already a very subtle thing?
That's, when it comes to Nidarim, Halech Achar L'shoin B'nei Adam. People refer to, the Evid will refer to melons in their vernacular, in their common expression as a melon. People do that.
Not Yerek, they wouldn't consider it as
Yerek, no, as a Yerek, what I just say. People refer to Diluin, B'shas HaTchak, they refer to it as a Yerek. Therefore, this fellow went and made a neder, I will not have pleasure from Yerokos. Am I allowed to have pleasure from melons? So when it comes to Nedarim, the rule of thumb is, how is the word understood by the common man? So let's take a case example, a case study. A person is a balabas, he has a house, he has guests, and the balabas says to his servants, okay, today we're having this for dinner, go to the store and buy yirokos. And the worker goes to the store. And he discovers there's no more yirokos. The standard yirokos that he ordinarily buys of cucumbers, pickles, and lettuce, and what other vegetables do you like?
I mean, parsley.
Parsley, chesed, leek. Whatever you go, you find all these things there. How about whatever you go? You find all these, and then you they're all gone. They're all gone. But the only thing they have in the store are melons. So the mitzias is, this is the Gemara saying what the mitzias in the Velt is, a servant would call up the master and say, you sent me to buy vegetables, They don't have our standard.
Now I'm going to play devil's advocate. The Mishnah in Brachas, Rav Yehuda is of the opinion that a certain type of vegetable you make bar mina d'shayim. Which Eric, what vegetable is that?
I don't know.
Mer machlekes is trying to come Rav Yehuda. Yeraka is oimer bar piadama. Yeah. So what's interesting? It's a shtick of chiddush that the luin is sort of like out of the box. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Let's go by. So this one. Nachmol is the Mishnah. Hanoi there. Hanoi der mina yarak muta bidiluin. Rabbi Kiva oyser. Rabbi Kiva oyser. Amu lo Rabbi Kiva. Haloi oimer adam lush luchitz kachli yerek. Who oimer loy motzas ela diluin.
Diluin.
Amu lachem so he says back. Kain hadover. Adarabah v'adarabah. Like the Levavah Shreva. Adarabah v'adarabah.
The mere fact you mentioned diluin, that means.
Oishema oimer. Who oishema oimer. Who
said this? Rabbi Kiva. Oishema
oimer. Oishema. It's a rhetorical statement. Oishema oimer. Who loy motzas ela kidneys. Would the worker say to the master?
Of course not.
But he does say to the master, I did find melons.
Yeah.
Oh, the kidneys and the kidneys.
Why is the Mishnah so marach? It's like a bit redundant. Okay,
whatever. Next, okay? Period. Put a big period there. Now we go to Naya Lach.
You learn the Rashi afterwards? Okay, whatever.
No, let's go do the whole da first. The also the pula mitzvah. Next, halacha. When it says that you know the minayarok, are you allowed to have hana from pula mitzvah? Beans from Egyptian beans. Okay, pula mitzvah.
So hold on a second. This still is a continuation of the ratio of the Mishnah.
Yes, yes. Yarok. Our beans are pul hamitzri.
And what is the pul hamitzri? It goes into
It's also awesome. Yarok pul hamitzri halach is considered to be
pul hamitzri lach only moist. Moist.
Moist is going to be awesome. That's part of vegetables. Motor, yavish,
I mean, when he says Yarek, he wasn't applying this, Yavish.
Right. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Hanoi de Minayorok.
So the Gemara is going to explain why is that.
Hanoi de Minayorok. So now it says in the Mishnah that according to Rabbi Akiva, it's going to be also, according to Anakam, it's Mutter. According to Rabbi Akiva, that Dilun is Mutter.
According to Rabbi Akiva, it's going to be also.
Why is it also? Why is it also? It's not called a vegetable. Ah, v'ha min yarek nadar.
I'm saying, so the Gemara, Frank, the Gemara, v'ha min yarek
nadar. Why, according to Rabbi Kiva, is it awesome? But he don't make that from the yarek. Amar ula, v'oimer in chanam. The Gemara is because you said more now. The Gemara here is basically abandoning everything we said until now, and the Gemara is saying you're right. Staman zoi all this the svaris that it says in the Mishnah. The svaris are not strong enough to go either way.
Yeah.
So the Gemara is saying right. The Gemara is basically conceding to the sheet of the Tanakhama at this moment in time that if a person says in yarek. A delu in melons is not a yarek. Memel it's mutter. If you make an edit from it's mutter. So that's not the case. If you stop us, if you want to have
to lunch.
She's
explaining Rabbi Kiva what Rabbi Kiva meant.
Everyone agrees. If a person says you make a neder, you're not allowed to have hana from.
Well, hold on a second, but you see, Rav Kiva meant the luin is also.
Wait, the Gemara is telling us that the Mishnah is missing words. We have to limit the scope of the Mishnah.
Okay.
So Omar Ula, but Omer Yarke Kadero Lai. In other words, if you go to Stam say Yerik, a person says. I'm not going to have enough from vegetables. You're allowed to have melons. You can have melons because melons are not vegetables.
Everybody.
Everyone. Where is their machloikis? You know, be keeping the chabim.
So
the
case.
We say yarke kider olai. The vegetables of the pot. Olai.
Makes a neder.
So what? Why is yarke kidera different? Yarke kidera olai, because yarke kidera is.
It means yarek. Normally, you won't eat it raw.
It's
only
not
cooked.
A regular. It's not called a regular vegetable. Regular vegetable, it's not. But
why? Because a regular vegetable, you can eat it raw. This you can only. This you can eat it.
So let's see what Rashi. Let's see what Rashi. Let's say Rashi does. Yarke kidera olai. Vidaluin bichlal yarke kidera. Hein shavay mispashim bikidera. It's not a matter of raw. It's a matter of they're cooked in a pot. They're cooked, they put a part of a dish. I don't even know, I'm not even sure what it means over here. Let's see, what does the Ran say? The Ran says Yarkadei alive. The Kivan did the Miyater Lishna.
The Kivan.
So he the Ran was a little bit different. The Ran over here is the Miyater Lishna.
What are you saying now?
The Ran, reading the Ran now.
The Ran, the Kivan, the Miyater Lishna.
The Miyater Lishna, the Michlal, the Lu.
What do you mean, Miyater?
He added more words. He didn't just say vegetables. He said another word, Yarkei Kidera. Because he added another word, Kidera. What you mean to go say over here is...
What's the Ran, what does the Ran conclude? Kevin to the Memlach Shlicha Alayu?
Wait, what do you mean?
The Ran.
Kevin de Miyata Lishna, Lemichlal de Luna, see Kevin de Memlach Shlicha Alayu. The Luin is called a vegetable according to Rabbi Kiva B'Shah Satchak only when you combine it with another Svar. Only when you are mitzareif it together with the fact that it's called Miyater Lishna. According to the Ran, if you want to take the Ran face value, there's no chilek between saying a vegetable and saying yarek kedera. There's really no chilek. There's no chilek between the two. A yarek is a yarek. But there's no need to waste your words. When you go and you talk, go to the store and buy me some yarekas. Yeah. I go to the store, buy me yarekas. Okay, so you go to the store. Is this called yarek? No. But when you say go to the store and buy yareke kederas, why did you say the extra word? According to the Ran's learning, it's not the pshat because, you can go cook in the pot. See, there appears to be a machloikis between the Ran and Rashi. The Ran learns a yisoid called the yitur loshen. Whenever a person adds words that are not necessary, he's trying to expand the scope of what he's saying.
Yeah.
So really, there's no chilek technically between the word yerek and yarek keder. It's zelbazach. There's really no difference.
It would be usher.
There's no difference.
And it'd be usher.
Well, no. What do you mean? It would be mutter maybe. A yerek does not include a melon. A yerek is a yerek. A yerek is not a melon. Right? Maybe. But because you said yarke kedera, you added one more word, kedera, that's not necessary to say that word. There's no need to say that. There's no difference in the textbook definition.
Yeah, the Mishnah doesn't say any word about kedera.
So that's what the Gemara said. The Gemara said the Mishnah is written short. The Mishnah is not telling all the details. The Gemara is coming to Megala the Soidos. Ain't a chanami. The whole Masechta is like this. The Mishnah, even though the Mishnah says the word Yerek, you don't mean Yerek, it's not the case. If Taka, the case was the person literally said Yerek, Enochinami, he would be permitted to have Hana from Diluin.
Yeah.
The case of the Mishnah is going, according to the Gemara's first answer, is where you said Yareke Kidera. Now, if you go.
So it's missing in the Mishnah?
Yes. Or if not necessarily missing, but the Mishnah alludes. When the Mishnah said the word Yerek, the Mishnah really means that as well. That's what it means. The case of the Mishnah is going where you said Yarek Kedera. That's what it says in the Gemara. The case of the Mishnah is where you said Yarek Kedera.
And on that, Rabbi Akiva argues?
Yes, that's where there's a machloikis, the Chachomim and Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, when you say Yarek Kedera, the Ran is introducing a Yesoid. The Ran is chilek on the Mefarish. Okay, Rashi and the Masechta Nedarim is called the Mefarish.
Nee.
So Ran is saying there's a principle called Yitur Loshen. When a person speaks, if he's able to say something in less words and he chooses to say exactly the same principle in more words, he's coming to make a statement that what I said is Lav Dafka. I want you to think out of the box. I want you to expand the scope of what I said to situations and to objects that are not necessarily strictly part of my literal statement. So I said a vegetable.
Yeah.
Is a melon called a vegetable? No. But I didn't tell you vegetable. I said Yarke Kedera. Now, wait a minute. If you open up the book, open up the Oxford Unabridged edition of Dictionary of the English Language, it will state that there is no chilek whatsoever, technically, between a Yerek and Yarek Kedera. So what? But the problem is, why then did you waste your words? Isn't there a Masada that a person has a limited number of words in this world? I'm going to use them all up. You become a puff of smoke. You ever hear that before?
Yeah.
You're falling asleep. You're very tired?
No, I'm listening, mate.
So the case is going when you said Yarek Kedera. Could you have said, I put people to sleep? my voice has the ability to put people straight to sleep. You know that? I hypnotize you. I hypnotize you? I once also hypnotized someone. I could not believe what I was seeing.
You once hypnotized someone?
I once saw someone else hypnotize someone.
Yeah?
A few people, in fact.
And you believe in this? And someone could be hypnotized?
He did it. He did it in front of my face. I could not believe what I saw.
It could be it was pre-planned.
I don't think so. I asked the person a few times. It was
and he didn't know even what happened, the one that was hypnotized?
It was the real deal.
How did he hypnotize him?
The way he has...
His voice.
It's something in the voice. There's something about the voice. There's no question about it. There's a certain tone in the voice and eye contact.
Yeah.
And certain techniques. You can do it. You can take over their mind. But you have to have a certain voice. The average person can't do it. Mm. There's a certain tone. This guy has a very unique tone in his voice.
You heard it? You heard it?
He almost hypnotized me. I was being pulled in.
Are you serious?
And at last minute, I mean,
you're a bystander and you almost got also. Yeah.
A few people were like that. The one that was hypnotized was a bystander. He wasn't even trying to do it to him. He was trying to do someone else and he got pulled in. A few people got pulled in.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's the tone in the it's a koyach of the voice. I think certain gedolim are we able to do that. A certain gedolim, they realized it. They were able. They were very powerful people. It's a very delicate koyach. Okay. Anyway, there's a science behind this.
Someone told me he once did it to somebody, but for the wrong reasons.
I had people leave the shir by me in the morning. They told me I put them to sleep.
That's something else.
They told me people, no one else.
People told me also I put people to sleep.
No one told me no one else do they fall asleep in the shir except for me.
That's what they tell. That's very not nice.
Two people.
That's
no,
very not nice.
Two,
that's very.
No, so they tell me it's not because I'm boring. It's because they both told me the same thing. There's something about the voice. It's true. I didn't believe it until I saw it. Until I was kamat hypnotized. Then I understood what they were saying. It's not true.
When you were schlepped in, you felt like drowsy?
Yeah, I really felt being pulled in. I felt like a nimshach. I felt my mind was
Your eyes were
in.
Closed?
No, my eyes were open.
Yeah?
All right, let's go back to this.
Next.
I'm putting you to sleep here. All right. When I count to three, you will be asleep. Then I can tell you to do any crazy thing.
I saw it also. I noticed in my family, I was telling something over and I saw my sister-in-law started falling, my brother also started falling asleep.
Falling asleep? That's different.
No, I'm just saying.
All right, Vite, over here to the right over here to your side. If you can say something in less words, why are you saying it in more words?
Yeah.
You hear?
Yeah.
How do you refer to vegetables? You can refer to vegetables one of two ways. Either you can say Yarek or Yareke Kedera. And they mean exactly the same thing. Why then did this Baal Habayis choose to say Yarek? Or, well, I'm sorry, the case of the Mishnah is going where you said, I'm being noider upon me, Yareke Kedera. So the extra word that's not necessary has a halachic koyach. It is a halachic koyach which allows it to expand to include not just real vegetables, even deluim. Okay? That's it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the whole thing. According to the Ran, look at the Ran's words. We came in since the Miyater Lishna. Okay, you have to remember this Yesod. This Yesod is in Shas. This is a Yesod of the Masechta. It's a very good Yesod to learn. We only came tonight to learn this Yesod on the first night of Hanukkah, to learn the Yesod of the Yitur Lashon. Look, Moisef HaHoylech on Hanukkah.
So what are you saying? That's what the Mishnah should have said?
That's what the Mishnah says. The case of the Mishnah is going when you said Yarki Kedera.
But it doesn't sound like that in the Mishnah. So you're saying that's the gears of the
Mishnah? Yeah, you have to assume that they're missing words.
But it doesn't say that. The Gemara doesn't say that.
That's what it means. That's what the Ran learns. The Ran, the whole Masech is a different Masech. We came in since, look at the Ran. This is a very big Yisoid. This is Nishta Klein Nezach here. Kevan Dimiyater Lishne. When you speak, the Abish that gave Adam the Koyach Adibor, Vayipach Pa'apav Nishmas Chayav Hidam Adbuch Memalala. You can say something in less words, and you choose to say it in more words. When you choose to express yourself with more words that are necessary, it's Moishech. it's moishech into your dibur things that ordinarily would not be nichlal in those words.
That means he's being more specific.
No.
Yes, 100%.
Just the opposite.
Just the opposite. It's general. When you specify, you're saying in more words.
No, the Ran says just the opposite.
Then I don't understand it.
It says in the Mishnah, a person makes a neder. Listen, a person makes a neder. I prohibit upon myself with a neder this yorokos. Yorokos. So are you allowed to have enough from melons? Are you allowed to have enough from melons? Yes, because melons, melons are not called yorokos. Don't give me any dictionary definition of vegetables.
Okay.
People don't refer to melons as yorokos. But now the person...
So it's not even according to Rabbi Kiva. So, but the Mishnah... But the machlokes is...
But the case of the Mishnah going with the person, I want to prohibit upon myself the neder yarike kedera. Why do you have to say kedera?
Nay.
There's no need to say that.
Nay.
There's no difference between a yarik and a yarike kedera.
Nay.
I don't have to say it. You're right. But I chose to say it. Ooh, you want to be poetic. You want.
So you're excluding Deluan.
Not excluding. You're being moisif Deluan. You're coming to air Deluan.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We want to welcome to the base medish, Mr. Aaron Rapport.
Professor Rapport.
Good evening, Rabbi. Good evening.
Okay, so here.
Not eating donuts, but something else.
Don't eat donuts. Donuts is pikuach neves. It's poison.
Me.
You only can eat the hole in the donut.
So one second. So he's saying that referring to Yarek.
The case of the Mishnah.
Okay, so the Mishnah is talking about Yarek.
Yarek
Kideiros. Where are you up to, Rabbi?
Nundalit. Novinod Tiebar.
And that comes to exclude the Luin.
Not exclude, to include the Luin.
It just says Mutab Luin.
It comes to include Deluim.
What is the Mishnah talking about if it says Mutab Deluim and it's not included in the
Mishnah? Rabbi Akiva is Oyser.
No, I'm talking about the Tanakama now.
Tanakama doesn't agree to the Yisoid of Yiturei Lishna. Tanakama disagrees.
Oh, he's explaining Rabbi Akiva
is Mechadesh and Nayadin.
Oh, I'm sorry. Rabbi Akiva is asking because I got it.
And Nayadin.
I got it.
Who made up this din? It doesn't say this din anywhere in B'cholak.
One second, and the Tanakama says no. It excludes the Lewin.
It means that's only the Lewin.
I got it.
Okay, so you have is over here. The Ran is Machadish. A new doesn't say this in the Gemara. There's no Gemara. But Chotav Rukul.
Give
me According to
Rabbi Kiva.
The Ran created a Nayadin. It doesn't say anywhere. But Chotav Rukul. Not in the Bavli. Not in the Yushalmi. Not in the Medrash.
What's the last few words? Given the Memlach Shlicha Alayu.
Since a person, how do you know the word? How do you know we can include this? Because a
according shliach, to Rabbi Kiva, yeah,
an agent would call up his balabayas and ask him, "Is it okay for me to purchase Deluim?"
Okay.
So,
and according to Tanakama, he said no,
it's not enough. So the Ran over here is saying too. The Ran over here is saying that it's a combination. The Ran.
If it just said Yerek, then even Rabbi Kiva would be moider that it doesn't apply Deluin.
Right.
But
and now that it said Yerek Kedera, so Yerek Kedera.
By the way, do you understand the logic?
Yes, I do.
What? So
what's the problem?
Explain it very quickly.
We just said it five times.
No, but Dr. Rappaport wants to hear it.
Mr. Rappaport, how are you?
He just arrived.
I'm good.
All right, so we're living over here. We're beating this sugi up like whatever. Okay, we're looking over here. When the Mishnah over here says a person makes a neder and says I'm not gonna have enough from yirokos.
That's nundalud amadalov.
A person makes a neder. I will not have enough from a vegetable. And now the question is he permitted to have enough from deluin? What are deluin?
I have
no idea what they are.
Pumpkins.
That's what it says. Pumpkins.
What kind of pumpkin? Pumpkin is a very broad. Broad term, pumpkins.
Pumpkins we see around Halloween.
Halloween time. Okay, fine. Because on day 8, fine. I don't want to have enough. That's why this Halloween. There's a dogma. Toss is a din. A din in Hanoidim and Ayerek is Machloikis, Rabbi Akiva. That's what happens. They come trick or treat. Oh. Hanoidim and Ayerek. Hanoidim and Ayerek. It's Machloikis, Rabbi Akiva. Real Talmud Chacham, Sichas Chum. When they open up the door. Oh, Hanoidim and Ayerek. Is it awesome with the Lewin? Or is it muta b'diluin? So that's the machlekes. According to Tanakama, muta b'diluin. You're allowed to have enough from diluin. According to Rabbi Kiva, holds it's also b'diluin. What's the machloikis? So the Gemara, so the Mishnah says that the machloikis depends upon is it nichlal in the term yirokos? And the Mishnah says, there's a very delicate point here. If a bal habayis has a servant and he sends him to the store to purchase vegetables in preparation for a feast, for a Chanukah mesiba, we need vegetables, and the agent goes to the store and discovers that what does he mean by vegetables? So it means like all the stuff you have in Rosh Hashanah, leek, and what are the exotic vegetables you eat in Rosh Hashanah? Green beans, and chesnisht, and lettuce, beets, carrots, celery, parsley, fenugreek. How about that one? Fenugreek. That's a good art school word. Fenugreek. Okay, so you go to the store, and guess what? Guess what? There are no vegetables left. They're all gone. I mean, Shaul Lehman, he cleaned out all the vegetables. He cleaned out all of the vegetables from the store. But they have one thing left. They have in the store. Well, they do have in the store. They have melons. They have melons. So what is the mitzvah? In the world of reality, what's going to happen is the person who went to the store to buy vegetables, when he discovers there are no more vegetables left, he's going to take out his smartphone. He's going to call up the Baal HaBayis and say, Mr. Baal HaBayis, you sent me to the store to buy vegetables. There are no vegetables that you're accustomed to, but they do have melons. Is it okay if I bring home some melons? So the fact that a person would make that phone call is an indication that a melon is oichet, a din yerek. Because if he would come to the store, there would be no melons, and the only thing that would be available would be candy, would be donuts, or there would be latkes. Would he call up the Baal HaBayis and say, listen, there are no vegetables, but there is meat or fish? Of course not. He would just come home. So the fact that you would actually make that phone call, is this okay, is an indication that b'dieved, the lewin is also called a vegetable. Okay, so now the Gemara challenges this premise. The Gemara says, soif kol soif. This is not a valid svara, because a melon is not a vegetable. Just because the person makes the telephone call, so what? You hear the question? Nice. Just because you make the telephone call, so what? A melon is not a vegetable. A person makes a neder, and the neder is, I will not have hanah from a vegetable. This is not a vegetable.
So why would he call up?
I don't care. You're going to make the telephone call. It's not called a vegetable.
But why would he do that?
Because he does.
Only for
it's similar. It's similar. This is the mitzvah. This is the mitzvah. You have to go get a PhD in the human condition to understand what goes on in a person's mind. The person makes a telephone call. So here comes the Gemara. So the Gemara is the kasha. So what? Just because you're going to make that telephone call, so what? It's not called a vegetable. So the Gemara says, you're right. That's not the case of the Gemara. The case of the Gemara is going, Mr. Rapport, are you with us?
With you.
Okay. So the Gemara says, that's not the case. The case of the Mishnah is going where the person says, I'm making a net, I'm not going to have enough from Yarkei Kedera. When it says in the Mishnah, I make a neder from a Yerek, that is incorrect. Do not take the Mishnah literally. The Mishnah's case where the person makes a neder, I will not have hana from Yarkei Kedera. Now, what are Yarkei Kedera? Now, I'm explaining by going to the Ran. The Ran here says an incredible chiddush that is beyond belief. And the Ran says, what is Yarkei Kedera? Yarkei Kedera is exactly the same thing as a Yerek. In the dictionary, if you look up dictionary Yerek and Yarkei Kedera, there is absolutely no difference between the two. Oh, Ebaze, so the question is reinstated. I don't care that you make the telephone call. The bottom line is, it's not called a Dilun, it's not called a Yerek. Along comes the Ran, and the Ran introduces a new principle. And the principle is, it's called Yiturei Lishna. There are many Rosh Yeshivas who lost a lot of sleep giving Shiurim on the Sugya of Yiturei Lishna, especially our own Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Shaul Lehman Shlita, who's going to give a shiur for us Shabbos morning at 7:30 a.m. at Knesset Space Avigdor on this sugya called Yituri Lishna. If you can say something in less words and you choose to express the same exact principle in more words, you're trying to surreptitiously expand the scope of what you mean to say. So even though Yerek and Yareke Kedera mean exactly the same thing, and in the textbook definition it does not include Deluin, but because you could have said Yerek and you chose to say Yerek in a more flowery, more eloquent way of Yareke Kedera, you're trying to play with people's minds and expand the scope of what you want to say. Now, therefore we will, but it's not enough. Just because you need to hop on to another koyach in order to clinch the deluin. And that is the fact that if an agent goes to the store and he discovers all of the vegetables have been seized by Rabbi Shaul Lehman in preparation for Hanukkah, and there's nothing left, and the only thing left for us people are pumpkins, the shlich will call up the Baal HaBayis and say, there are no vegetables, there are pumpkins. Is it okay for me to bring him a pumpkin? The fact that he makes that phone call together with the principle of Yituri Lishna, you said something in more words than were necessary, together creates a nayadin, a chalois, that when you make a neder, that a yerek is osur, the deluin are also osur. You hear?
Yeah.
Each one in and of itself is not enough. Each one is not enough. Yituri Lishna is not enough. And the fact that you go to this, you make the telephone call, is this okay, is also not enough. You need to combine the two together in order that it should be Nichlal Israel. This is a beautiful Yisrael because you don't have this too often in Shas. You don't have in Shas such a concept where each one by itself is not enough, and together you put the two together. It's not so common. I'm telling you, he's not here tonight. Shlomo Rabinowitz, he learned Shas already 38 times. He'll tell you how many times in Shas there's such a thing where you can put together two things that are weak, but together they have a koyach. If you go for shimush, the ikar shimush of going to become a poisek, you sit with Gedolei Yisrael, who pass in shilas the whole day, that's how you learn. You learn that if it's only a shayla, no, it's osur. But then there's another reason, there's another element, and it's called a sniff. Is that if you have many different unique situations where many different things can come together, then even though each argument by itself is not enough, put a few things together, then many times a place that can be makel can find the grounds to be makel. And that's exactly what the Ran over here is doing. The Ran over here is introducing a new yesod called Yituri Lishna. Yituri Lishna, it's not enough, but together with the fact that people come to ask, that's going to be enough. Rashi, otherwise known as the Mefarish, disagrees with this principle. The Mefarish disagrees with this concept called Yituri Lishna, and the Mefarish a whole different Mahalach in the Gemara, and it means we're dealing with not just some vegetables, we're dealing with a vegetable which you cook. And in Lashon B'nei Adam, this does fit into the dictionary definition of Yarkei Kedera. And the difficulty then with the rat and the forest is, why then do you need the svara of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says you go to the store? Okay, that's a whole different shmooz for now. But right now, let's go to the Ran. Okay, are you good with this? Rav Shlomo, are you good with this? So it's chaz the Gemara. B'chom in yinergi nader, amu'ula, the Gemara, amu'ula, b'ma, yarkei kedera olai. Frek the Gemara. Okay, that's next. V'dilma, yere, kanechal, b'kedera kamar. Now the Gemara slugs up the whole thing. The Gemara now says this is not called Yituri Lishna according to the Ran. Maybe when you say yarkei kedera, what you mean to go say is a yerek that you cook in a pot. There's no Yituri Lishna. When you say Yarkei Kedera, it's not a more elaborate expression for a vegetable. Yerek is a yerek. And when you said Kedera, it just means it happens to me that you cook the yerek in the pot. And you're not coming to say anything more. So the Gemara says, you're right. Another
I
answer.
I understand.
The Gemara says, "What's the Gemara, according to Rav? What's the answer? Yituri Lishna, yeah?
Yeah.
Yituri Lishna. The Gemara says, no. Who says there is Yituri Lishna in this case? When a person says Yarke Kedera, Yerek is a Yerek. Okay. And when you said Kedera, you're not coming to define the Yerek.
Okay.
You're saying, what are we going to do tonight? We're going to have cooked vegetables for dinner.
Okay.
It's all you mean to say. Buy vegetables so that tonight we can cook them in the pot and have cooked vegetables. Okay. It doesn't mean it's not Yituri Lishna. The Dilma Yerek Hanechal Bikedera.
It is Yituri Lishna. In the Mishnah says Yerek, and he said he added other things. Yarki Bikedera.
Yarke Kedera. The Gemara's Halvin was Yarke.
The Mishnah says
Kedera.
It doesn't say Kedera, so he's saying
we're
that
eating,
the ad
right.
Works.
That's a given. That's a given. We're coming to the Mishnah only says the word Yerek. And we're coming to embellish. We're coming to embellish with Yerek. V'dilma Yarkedera Kamar. The Gemara says, now we're giving a new answer. Okay, we have now a new answer. Okay, we're going now to a new answer. And the answer is, when the person says, Yerek HaMispashel B'Kedera Olai. New answer. Enochanami. The case now is going with the person says, I want to go prepare upon myself a Yerek that's Mispashel. In other words, getting even another word. We're expanding the language. Not just the Yerek. Not just Kedera, there are three words. Yerek, Hamispashel, Yerek, Hamispashel, B'Kedera. And what's this answer? Look at the Ran. Ran, Bo'omer, Yerek, Hamavashel, B'Kedera, Olai, V'chol, Kaigavna, Svil, Leil, Rabbi Akiva, Dekevim, Deluin, Mimlach, Shlicha, Olayu, Osir, Bohem, Rabbanan, Savri, Dekevim, Detzorch, Luchay, Olai, Olav, Minehu. Now, it seems that the Ran is not backing down from what he said before. That this now will be called Yituri Lishna. If you say three words, Yerek, Hamispashel, Bekedera. If you just say Yarke Kedera, Enochanami, that's not enough. That's not called Yituri Lishna. In order to trigger Yituri Lishna, you have to have three words. So once you have three words, we're coming to expand what you meant to say. And we combine that with the fact that you will make imluche, you're gonna make the call, you're gonna make the question. Okay? Are we good?
I hope so.
If you don't jump, if Shol Zev, when he understands something, the whole shoe lights up like a Hanukkah menorah. And if he's not jumping out of his chair,
what's wrong
it means
by
he
saying
doesn't
Yaki
understand Kedera, the word
wrong?
That I said.
What's wrong, Yarke Kedera?
Yes, a good question. What's wrong with Yarke Kedera? Yes, a good question. The Gemara says, the Gemara, everything is very vague. The Gemara here in the dorm is very, very vague. The Gemara says, Yarke Kedera is not enough to trigger the Yisoid of Yiturei Lishna. Do you accept this Yisoid called Yiturei Lishna? Do you understand what Yiturei Lishna is? Yituri Lishna, look at the Ran. Look at the Ran. Please look at the Ran. Omer Ula, yeah?
Yeah.
Omer Ula. Bo'omer Yarke Kedera Olai. Can you see those words?
Yeah.
The Kavan. Do you see the words?
Yeah.
What are the next two words?
The Miyater Lishne.
Oh. That's it. The Kavan. The Miyater Lishne. What does that mean?
You said extra words.
Oh, extra words. What does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says one word. The mission says Hanoide Min Hayorok.
Yeah.
One word. What's the Gemara saying? Lav Dafka. That's not what the mission says. The mission really says Hanoide Min Yarke Kedera. So what's the Yituri Lishna? That instead of
Kedera.
Saying Yorok, instead of saying
Yarke
Yorok,
Kedera.
Yarke Kedera. Now, so what does that mean? Yarke Kedera, according to the definition in the dictionary, means it does not include vegetables.
According to Tanna Kamma.
According to Rabbi Akiva also.
If he says
according
what?
According to Rabbi
Akiva. If he says Yarek, period?
Yarek Kedera. If you go, according to Rabbi Akiva, if you were to take out a dictionary, a make-believe dictionary, and you look up the word Yarek Kedera, it will give you 1,000 vegetables, but it will not include in that list, Diluin.
But you just told me that's the answer. That's right.
If you go to that same dictionary, if you take the word Yerek, it'll give you 1,000 vegetables. It will not give you Diluin. So what's the Chiluk? What's the chilek between Yarke Kedera
Nee.
And Yerek?
Nee.
The answer is, you could have said Yerek.
Nee.
But you chose to add one more word.
Yarke Kedera.
So why did you add that one more word? That one more word, it literally in the dictionary, doesn't help you. Correct?
That he's explained why Rabbi Kiva holds that includes the Luan, because he said Kedera.
So the answer is because you could have said something with less words.
Yeah.
And you chose to say exactly the same thing with more words.
Yeah.
That choice has a life of its own.
Yeah.
That decision you made has a life of its own, and the listener understands that when you made your statement, you don't want to be held accountable dafka to what you said, the literal translation. You want us to be creative, to be liberal in understanding what you meant to say, and to also include even things that are not necessarily vegetables.
Right.
Like melons.
Melons.
But now, is that svara enough in and of enough of itself to work?
You know.
No, it's not. Because the bottom line is, Yarke Kedera is not a melon. We need to come on to another svara to make it work.
Nee.
And what's the other svara? What it says in the Mishnah. What does it say in the Mishnah? The sum of one, le'imluche. Okay, which is one word, le'imluche. What does le'imluche mean?
So to ask. You just said something. The Gemara answers, Yarke comes Balshim Kedera.
We didn't get that far. We went backwards.
Oh.
The Gemara now rejects this. The Gemara does not like this answer. The Gemara says, V'dilma, this is not a good answer. You know why? Yarek Hanechal Bekedero Ka'omar. This is not called, Yitur Lishna. I'll tell you a pshat. I don't know if this is the pshat, but I think what he means to say over here is, who says that what he meant to say? When you say a vegetable, carrots, do you eat carrots raw?
Yeah.
Okay, eat carrots raw. Now, what about potatoes?
No.
You don't eat potatoes raw. Cook. So when you say the word Yerek, if you say the word Yerek, you know what that includes? Carrots. You tell your fellow man, do me a toiva, go to pomegranate and buy me yirokos. So what are you, would you buy carrots?
Yeah.
Yes, you would. You would buy carrots. Let's say you say to him, Yarke Kedera, buy me type of vegetable that is only edible through cooking.
You're adding that. How do you know that? Maybe you need also cooking.
I'm suggesting this. The same pshat in the Mishnah, pshat in the Gemara, according to the Ran. Let's say you say, buy me Yarke Kedera. Yarke Kedera. Yeah. Would you buy carrots anymore? No. No. What would you buy? What would you buy?
Potatoes.
Things that you need to cook.
Right.
Need to cook. Is Yarke...
You need carrots to cook.
No, what?
People in soup, for example.
No. You have at home a lot of stuff. You have plenty of... the Balabai says, go to the store, buy me... Yarke Kedera. If he go to buy me a yarok. Oh, I can buy cucumbers. I can buy carrots. But if I say to you, go to the store and buy me Yarke Kedera, the connotation is, yarokos that are only edible via cooking.
So the luan comes in.
No. Deluan. Not Rashi. I'm not doing Rashi now. We're not doing Rashi now. Rashi has a lot of problems with Rashi. I'm doing the Ran now. Only the Ran now. According to the Ran, is a yarok included deluan? Definitely not. Is a yarok that can only be consumed through cooking include a deluan? Definitely not. Definitely not.
It's not a Yarok according to the
Rav? No, according to Mars Kasha. Dilma Yerokos Shenespashal B'Kedera. Does that include Deluan? Definitely not. Absolutely not. A Yarok that can be only cooked, Deluan is not a vegetable. It's not in the vocabulary of a vegetable. So there's no Yitur Lashon. And we have to, in order for us to include a vegetable, you have to have a case where you can have said something in less words than were necessary. Can you have said potatoes in less words than Yarke Kedera?
Again?
Could you, if you want to tell your shliach, I only want you to buy me vegetables, a type of vegetable that is only edible through cooking.
Right.
So what if you would say to him the word yerek, what would he bring you home? He would bring home celery.
Yeah.
If I want to hint to him, I don't want celery. I got enough celery here in the house. I want potatoes.
Things that you can only eat cooked.
Chanukah, latkes.
So potatoes, onions.
I want something, a type of vegetable that needs to be cooked. So what do you say to him?
Yeah.
Yarke, kedera.
Right.
So is yarke kedera, are there extra words in yarke kedera?
Yeah.
No, they're not. If I want him to bring home potatoes.
Oh, so you're only specifying there's no extra. Yeah.
If I would have said a yerek, what would it include?
Everything. Cooked and not cooked.
So I don't want everything. I want potatoes. So what do I have to say to him?
So it's, yeah.
Yarke kedera.
Yeah.
So are there any extra words?
No.
The yesod of yitur lashon is, if you could have said something in less words, why did you waste carbon emissions? Net zero. Why did you waste those words? If you could have said something in less words, why did you express yourself with an additional word? So in the Hava Mina, we thought that the word Yerek, Yarke, Kedera means everything. It means even carrots and celery and parsley, things that you can eat. Oh, so why did you express yourself with more words than necessary? It must be you're trying to expand the scope. Not only vegetables, even diluin. But that's only if you could have said what you did say in less words, and you chose to say it in more words. The Gemara says, who said here this yitur lashon? The case is going, the Bala Bayis is makbid. I want you to purchase for me vegetables, a certain variety of vegetables.
I got it.
Only a type of vegetable which is edible through cooking. So then are there any extra words in what you said? No, there are no extra words. If there are no extra words, you can no longer employ the yesod of the Ran called yitur lashon.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's the solution? The solution is kedera, a pat. Do I need to specify that a potato is cooked in a pat? How else? You have another way of cooking a potato? A microwave.
So if you want dafka cook, how should you have said it?
So you just say yarke kedera. Yarke kedera. Why did you have to say yirokos shenisbashel bikedera?
Who said he said it that way? Who says?
Said shenisbashel. The Gemara says v'dilma yerek hanechel bikedera kamar. The Gemara answers ba'oimer yerek hamisbashel bikedera. Olai. Okay, so now l'chol hadeos, we have an extra word.
Which extra word?
Either one of them. Either you can get rid of the word kedera, or you can get rid of the word mispashal.
Yeah.
Because a kedera automatically means cooking.
Yeah.
So now, if you could have said something in less words, why did you bother adding that word? It's because you're trying to trigger the halakhic words of the Ran. You're trying to trigger a principle called Yitur Lashon. Yitur Lashon means if you could have said something in less words and you chose to say it in more words, there is a hidden message. The message is, I don't want to limit my instructions, my statement, to something very scientific, very specific. I want to give the listener or give myself the option of expanding it to things that are out of range of what you would ordinarily expect.
Yeah. My commitment, Rabban Shimon.
He doesn't understand. If he understood, he would light up.
No,
he would go like this and
I understand it.
You see, he's like a lie detector.
Me?
You don't understand this? What's the problem over here?
I understand it.
Look, if I tell you...
No, I understand it.
Okay, so let's read the Gemara one more time. How in the past look in the past the coin of is going to be Asur? But if Yerek Nodar, Amal Ula, Be'oimer, Yarke, Kedera, Lai.
Yeah.
An additional word. an additional word triggers the yisoid called yitur lishna. For that, the Gemara who says you have an additional word, maybe when he said yarke kider, he meant he may. It's not extra. He's coming to limit the scope of vegetables. I don't want to allow
Dilma
yerek hanechel bekader kamar. It's not an extra word because if I would just stam say yerek, that would allow the shliach to purchase, to purchase celery, to purchase carrots, things that do not need to be cooked.
Oh, I see.
And the reason why he said, oh, you see, now you can see the geschmack. Now that he said Yarke Kedera, Yarke Kedera, he's coming to limit, so it's not extra. You need the word Kedera, Kamar. The Gemara said, okay, you're right. You know what? We'll eat another word. We'll eat another word. The Gemara said, oh, Mary, Yarek HaMispashel B'Kedera Olai. Okay.
So mispashal is the extra word.
Oh, either word hamispashal. Once you have the word mispashal, once you have the word, you don't write it. That's the extra. Fine. Mispashal is the extra word.
And that
is, that's Yitur Lashon. Yitur Lashon. Oh, so this is the machloikis Rabbi Akiva.
And
the Michael Mevgi Rabban and Savri call Milsa the Tzorach Lashlich. So now we're going to combine Yitur Lashon together with what's called Mimlechei. Okay, this yisoid is called mimleche. Would the shaliach ask? The shaliach is not going to ask about kidneys, He's going to ask about. So the rabbi called Milson the tzach shaliach lemelmuche.
He has to consult with his
lav minehu. It's no Rabbi Akiva.
One second. Then that since he has
we have Deluin.
That means the law is
no
not
good,
part.
No good.
So therefore,
even because you have to come on the Rabbi Kiva Sava called Mils the Milchi Shlichalei Minehu. Who? It's going to be good. Oh my, bye bye. Okay, that's the end of the Gemara. That's the new Gemara. Now's the new Gemara. All right, at least we learned this. It was Kedai. We learned something new.
Want to continue after Sifri Damar?
I can't. Karpas.
My.
I have a
fear
of tomorrow.
Okay. My.